But you just read the thing from 1984, which was 31 years ago, thereabouts.
Yes.
Were you at that first race? Or do you remember let's just say, do you remember the early Runners or Smilers races?
Yes, I do remember some of the early Runners and Smilers races. I was living in Manhattan at that time. So there are quite a few of them that I possibly did not make.
When you went to the races, and mind you, there were only 2 miles, and we're doing 2 miles here now, but across the street this big one's going on. Had you any idea that that whole thing would expand in such a big way?
No. Not even the slightest clue.
Now that we see where it has grown, how do you describe what's happened or what's happening now with this running manifestation thing?
I feel that running now has now taken on a magnanimous field of spiritual development in the spiritual community. Where it was then and to where it's grown now is one in which the enlargement of the heart, the enlargement of not only the heart, but with the physical and the entire being has now been thrusted to the forefront. The entire being and what it is able to do in terms of how it can manifest itself in the biggest and the largest of ways in order of transcendence that goes way beyond our imagination in everything that we do.
It's kind of a full spectrum. You've got 2 miles happening here, you've got 3,100 miles happening there. The world is kind of surcharged here with this kind of energy or consciousness?
Absolutely. It's surcharged in every possible way, and it's in a way that everyone can see and feel it. They can come here and just look at it, and their minds are boggled. Even my mind is boggled at times when I think about it.
You actually work at the race, help out every day. Is it part of your spiritual life? Is it something else, or what is that?
It's all part and parcel. Everything is connected. What I do, what I say, how I appear to others, my performance in my job, everything. All connected spiritually.
Sri Chinmoy created this particular world. Do you feel that even though he's no longer physically with us, he's kind of still really part of this experience now?
He's more powerfully with me now than he was in the physical body. I feel this so very, very powerfully.
Thank you.